don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's another round of Breaking Some Bad News.
Yes, girl. I mean, this is never easy to do, but that's why we're here,
right.
To like lighten the load a little.
Yes. And this morning we got our boy Russell on the phone. Good morning, Russell. How's it going, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
Does not sound good.
No, he doesn't.
We're good. We appreciate you calling in. Tell us, my man, who'd you have to break some bad news to?
Yeah.
I gotta break some bad news to my ex-wife.
Oh, your ex-wife.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. It just didn't work out. We were married for 7 years. We gave it some time, but it didn't work out. But I'm a pretty good provider. She was used to me always providing for her. Now that we're divorced, she's always coming to me asking for favors here and there. And I'm really just getting sick of it. It's not that I can't do it. It's just that I shouldn't have to do it. We're not together anymore.
Right.
Oh, that is an awkward situation to be in.
So she just randomly out of the blue will just contact you for like things like what she needs fixed or can you put up the Christmas tree?
You mean the most mundane stuff? Can you just run my car to get an oil change?
Yeah,
that's not my job no more.
Oh, she don't know how to get oil.
That's not my job. Yeah, or she'll have me come to the house. Like if she goes out of town, she'll have me come to the house and feed the dog. Well, find somebody else to feed the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
I never liked the dog anyway. I didn't want the dog.
Oh,
so
right.
Don't have me watch over it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we got
all
you,
right,
my man.
Yeah.
So, you might have mentioned this. Do you guys have kids?
No kids.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
That's why she wanted the dog, which I didn't want.
Right. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think she's going to take this? So you're basically telling her, like, listen, you need to just drop this act. You're going to need to drop my phone number. There's no reason for you to be contacting me because I am not your man no more.
Right.
Yeah, man. She'll be blowing up. I mean, like if I don't answer a call, she'll reach out on social media. So she'll look on Snapchat or see if I'm active on Facebook. Hey, I saw you're active. Can you come? It's like, come on, man. Look.
Wow.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend? Curious.
No, I mean, I don't have a girlfriend now, but I can't get one if you have that. Hanging around.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to have explaining to do.
Ooh, yes, you do.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play a song when we get back. Russell, we're going to help you break this bad news to your ex-wife that, you know what, she got to let you go in all rounds because you're not with her anymore.
Right.
And you're kind of sick and tired of it. So we're going to find out next what's happening with this situation with Chris in the Morning Rush, Breaking Bad News, right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person's going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking some bad news this morning with Russell.
Yeah.
He needs to call his ex-wife.
Yeah, what an awkward situation to be in. So, you know, I think he said they've been married for 7 years. They've been divorced for about a year now. But she's still asking him for favors.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're still together. So, hey, take my car in for an oil change. Like, hey, can you fix something? And he's just saying, look, we're not together anymore.
We're not together.
Yeah.
There's got to be an explanation for this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does she not, like, have any male role models around her?
I mean, the point is, I don't know and I don't care. That's
geez. Yeah,
he's ready to let it go.
He's done.
Yeah, he's ready to let it go.
All right. Yeah, he's like, ugh.
Okay.
All right, my man.
I mean, she's not a bad person. It's
right.
Just that our time is over.
Right. You know? It's over.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us, Russell, although Heather won't when you give her a call, and then we'll eventually chime in, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Heather?
Hey, Russo, what's up?
I was calling because I really got some bad news.
What happened? What's wrong?
Nothing happened. More so, it's just that look, I'm going to need you to stop calling me and asking me to do stuff for you. Like, all the, you know, coming in to take care of the dog or running to the store for you to pick something up. Well, I don't even live near you anymore. I just kind of just have to stop.
Wait, stop calling you to do favors? What's wrong with that? I'm not understanding.
Let's chime in.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Is this Heather?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Heather. This is Friends of Russell. Yeah. We are Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, listen, girl, I know this is a sensitive subject and like you have no business being in part of this call, but right. Russell did get a hold of us about breaking some bad news and, you know, listen, to have to get to a point where the marriage doesn't work anymore is like that is such a crushing thing on anyone. And it's been quite some time. And it is true. Russell wanted you to know that he needs to break away like your relationship altogether so he can move on with his life. And he wants you to move on with yours. Mm-hmm. So this constant calling and asking him to do things, he'd like it to end.
Yeah.
But I was just curious is if there's a reason why you do, though, keep asking him.
Right.
Do you have any, like, guy friends or...
Right. Or family.
Are they things that are just too heavy or... You know what I mean? Like, there's just certain things that you just, like, I don't know.
Well, first, I just feel so humiliated for Russell to do this on the freaking radio station. I don't have anyone. He knows that. I mean, we were only married for 7 years and it has been a year, but I wish things could have been different because I love him and I wish it could have worked. I just still kind of have feelings there, I guess.
Oh. So that's why.
That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I still care about you, but we just... we're really growing apart, and I can't deal with, you know, you calling me to be around your mom and your family for a holiday and stuff like that. I'm trying to move on.
Yeah, was the marriage? I mean, was it volatile? I mean, what was the reason why you guys ended it? Just didn't work altogether.
Yeah. I feel like I just grew to a different, you know. I don't want to say different level of maturity because he's not immature, but I'm just starting to see things different. And it's just not in line with my goals, I guess, for life.
Just like growing apart, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's it, Heather. This is what I would totally want to say, woman to woman. I think you're making it so much harder, and you are making this. He clearly wants to move on.
Yeah.
And you will never be able to heal, girl, if you keep reaching out to him.
Yep.
It would be best for you not to, just for your own self mental health.
Yep.
And just so you can heal from inside, because it obviously sounds like he has already moved on. Yep. And of course, you have not. And this happens all the time. And it's a heartbreak. It's not like a heartbreak that continues, that doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I'm sure I can't assume, but, you know, if something like horribly happened, you know, Heather, where you are in need of like an emergency, you know, Russell would be there. As he said, he'll always care about you.
I don't hate her at all. It's just, I mean, hearing her say that now, it kind of makes sense because it's always just something just to bring me there, you know, every week, and, you know, it's something. Mundane almost.
Sure.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And girl, if you want to get yourself back into the dating scene, believe me, Trace and I can help you with that.
Yeah, we can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
We got lots of them here in Madtown.
Yeah.
When you're ready for that, girl, you just let us know. Heck, we'll go out with you.
Oh, that would be fun.
Well, that's what we do.
I'd really like that.
Yeah, have some cocktails.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
too soon now, but thank you. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, lovey.
Okay, girl.
And Russell, good luck to you, my man, and enjoy, you know, this new journey that you're on, too.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay. You're welcome. Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.